Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twebaza Mukama atwongedde akaseera akalala.
We thank God he has added us another time.
Ate ayongere okutuyigiriza olw'okugasa.
Again he moves to teach us to profit.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tulina kuwa kuyigirizibwa kugasa.
We should not get tired to be taught how to profit.
Kubanga atuyigiriza okugasa ffe bennyini nnyini.
Teaches to profit we our own selves.
Era namala natulaga ne kubuli tuba tukwata.
Also shows the way we have to take.
Ina tukulembera muddala.
And then indeed he leads us.
Mukube eryo.
In that way.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Amen. Jesus much.
So twebaza Katonda.
So we thank the Lord.
Nati atukunganyiza.
Again he has gathered us.
Asobola okulabikanga atatukulemberamu.
That we can lead us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So twebaza Katonda.
So we thank the Lord.
Oya tukunganyiza nate.
He has gathered us again.
Atwongeri atokutuyigiriza okugasa.
That moves on teach us to profit.
Tetwagala kulinda kulanate.
We don't not any more waiting.
Tuchagena maso nechitundu cha feche 15.
Still moving on with our 15th part.
Ichokuzo bujja abasinza Katonda moyo ne mazima.
Of restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth.
Okweto olensi yonna.
All over the world.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Eranga tucheyongera okula.
And we are still moving on to see
engeri jetusinza Katonda moyo ne mazima.
The way we worship God in spirit and truth.
Katukulembira mu omoyo mutuko mubujjuvu.
As we are led by the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Emiyo musambu ija Katonda.
The seven spirits of God.
Eranga yimoyo wa mazima.
And is the spirit of truth.
Na mazima gegebyo andi kwebituko.
And the truth is of the Holy Scriptures.
Kali wetu nsobola okwanga tusinza Katonda moyo ne mazima.
Then we can be able to worship God in the spirit and truth.
Yes yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Eranga tuzi tulaba.
Because we've come seeing.
Omoyo mutuko mubujjuvu.
The Holy Spirit in his fullness and the scriptures of truth, and we got the proof that all the Holy Scriptures which make up the Holy Book of God, the book, the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. All we are passed through the seven spirits of God. And they got purified. And they got to be so righteous. As we saw in Revelations 1 verse 4. Which come from the one who was. Who is. And who is going to be. And which come from the seven spirits of God. Praise Jesus much. So when we saw in the Psalms 12. Verses 6. That the words of God. These are what's pure. As gold and silver tested in a furnace 7 times.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we thank the Lord that
has
been able to make us know that. And in Isaiah chapter
11
verses
2
and it tells us the names of the seven spirits through which they passed the Holy Scriptures. Where there is spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of knowledge, whom we have so first seen in the parts we last covered.
Then
right now we're going to see the spirit of fear of the Lord, and we shall wind up with the spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So in this aspect we are going to be seeing the way the Holy Scriptures
we
have passed through spirit of fear of the Lord to bring in to hate evil, to help many depart from evil. As we preach to them the word of God, the commands, laws and the judgments, the statutes and the ordinances, because they are what a worthy man to do.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
the heading we see right now, we see the way the Holy Scriptures we are passed through spirit of fear of the Lord, they were closed fear of the Lord to hate evil, to help many depart from evil. As we preach to them the word of God, and to watch and to keep the words of God, to keep the commands of God, the laws, the judgments,
endagirizo n'enteekateeka.
Statutes and the ordinances.
Kubanga kye kigwanidde omuntu okukola.
For it's what is required of man to do.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
So nga bwe twatandika ku mulundi guli.
So as we began last time.
Tuzze tulaba obujjuvu omwoyo mutukuvu.
We have come seeing the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Mukubikulirwa essuula ey'okunonyolwa okutaano.
In Revelation 4 verse 5.
Ne batulaga nga gyemyo musanvu gya Katonda.
They show thee are the seven spirits of God.
Katusome tuwulire.
Let us read we hear.
Okubikulirwa essuula ey'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Revelation chapter 4 verses 5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka. Ne ttabaazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus much.
So, ettabaazi zino ez'omuliro omusanvu.
So these seven lamps of fire.
Ziraga obujjuvu bw'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
They show the fullness of the seven spirits of God.
Okukola obujjuvu omwoyo omutukuvu.
Which make fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Era nga bw'otunuulira mu Isaiah essuula ekkumi n'emu.
And when you look to Isaiah chapter 11.
Olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Verses 2.
Tulaba amannya g'emyoyo gino omusanvu.
We see the names of the seven spirits.
Katusome tuwulire.
Let us read we hear.
Isaiah essuula ekkumi n'emu n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Isaiah chapter 11 verses 2.
N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye, omwoyo gw'amagezi n'okutegeera, omwoyo gw'okuteesa n'amaanyi, omwoyo gw'okumanya n'okutya Mukama.
And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord.
Yes,
praise
Jesus
much.
So tulabanga kuliko omwoyo wa Mukama.
So we see that there is the spirit of the Lord,
omwoyo wa magezi,
the spirit of wisdom,
omwoyo w'okutegeera,
spirit of understanding,
omwoyo w'okuteesa,
the spirit of counsel,
omwoyo w'amaanyi,
the spirit of might,
n'omwoyo w'okutya Mukama,
and the spirit of fear of the Lord.
Naye bwe twali tutandika twalandika n'omwoyo wa magezi.
We began with the spirit of wisdom.
Nitwongera tugenda ku mwoyo w'okutegeera.
We moved, went to the spirit of understanding.
Tugenda ku mwoyo w'okuteesa.
We went to the spirit of counsel.
Nitugenda ku mwoyo w'amaanyi.
We went to the spirit of might.
Tugenda ku mwoyo w'okumanya.
We went to the spirit of knowledge.
Kati mu kiseera kino eno.
Now in this time on.
Tulaba engeri ebyawandiikibwa.
We see the way the scriptures.
Ebyayisibwa mu mwoyo w'okutya Mukama.
We are passed through the spirit of fear of the Lord.
Nebyambazibwa okuleeta okutya Mukama.
And they were closed to bring fear of the Lord, to hate evil, and to help men that depart from evil, as we preach them the word of God, to keeping and watching over the commands, the laws, the judgments,
enteekateeka n'endagirizo za Katonda.
And the ordinances of God.
Kubanga kye kigwanidde omuntu okukola.
It's what is required of man to do.
Era n'oyo.
Even that one.
Anasobola okutendereza Katonda mwoyo ne mazima.
Be able to praise God in the spirit and truth.
Kiba kimugwanidde.
It's required of them.
Okulabika nga atya Katonda.
That they fear God.
Okuyita mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Passing through the word of God.
Amateeka ebiragiro n'emisango.
The commands, laws and the judgments.
Endagirizo n'enteekateeka z'obwa Katonda.
Statutes and the ordinances of God.
Asobola okumusinza wakati w'okutya Mukama.
That he can worship him in the midst of fear of God.
Kutya Mukama okukukyawa ekibi.
The fear of God of hating evil.
Kubanga bwe twawulira.
Because when we heard.
Mu Matayi sura ya 15.
In Matthew chapter 15.
Twawulira nti bwe tuba tumusamu ekitiibwa kya kumimwa.
We heard that if we honor him by our mouth.
Ne mbigambo byaffe.
Even with our words.
Emitima nga giri wala nga gijjudde obubi.
The hearts are far and they are filled of evils.
Kubanga mutima mujjula obubi.
For within the heart there gets to be filled of evils.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okutya Katonda kutulemerera.
The fear of God fails on us.
Tukwata ebiragiro by'abantu.
And we keep human commands.
Nga byebyokuyigiriza.
As they are what to be taught.
Era.
And
nitwesiŋŋana nga tusinziza bwere.
We fight that we worship in vain.
So abantu abatalina amukutya Katonda.
So people who do not have fear of God.
Tebasobola kutendereza.
They cannot praise.
Newankubadde okusinza Katonda.
Neither to worship God.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much. Now let's move on we hear.
Matayi essuula ey'ekkumi n'ettaano n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Matthew chapter 15 verses 7.
Mwe bannanfuusi, Isaiah yawa bulungi obunnabbi ku mmwe ng'agamba nti,
you hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you saying,
olunyiriri olw'omunaana,
verse 8,
abantu bano banzisaamu ekitiibwa kya ku mimwa naye omutima gwabwe gundi wala.
These people draw near unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Verse 9.
Naye bansinziza bwereere nga bayigiriza amateeka g'abantu nga bye by'okukwata.
But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Prophet Isaiah, he gave a prophecy. And he said, "Good day cometh the time. And we honor him with our mouth, even with our words." Right here, reach the level and you sing on your mouth. You sing the praise of God. As if you show the greatness of God. But in despising him as commit evils. You are chief in that. And on the mouth, you sing praising and worship. And on the mouth, you show God is great. He is awesome. He is very
marvelous.
He is worthy to be feared. But inside the heart, you're filled of skin. You're filled of all hatred. You're filled of envy, hatred, and the men like those. Look this is the choir. They have stolen the pulpit. But the contentions among them, the fights, and they have fights in them. After they give a praise, clothing alone explains even the appearance that filled in their hearts. Let's move on. We see.
Bataye sura eye 15 n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Matthew chapter 15 verses 9.
Naye bansinziza bwerere nga bayigiriza amateeka g'abantu nga by'ebyokukwata.
But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Verse 10.
Naite chivina nabagamba timuulire mutegere.
And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand.
Kuminarumu.
Verse 11.
Echiingira mukamwa si chechono no muntu. Na ye chiva mukamwa echechono no muntu.
Note that which goes into the mouth defiles a man, but that which comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Verse 12.
Awa bayigirizwa nebajja.
Then came his disciples and said unto him, know you that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? Verse 13.
But
he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Verse 14.
Mubareke, beba sale abatalaba. Na yomuzibe wama sobwa kule mbira muzibe mune, bombi baligwambunya.
Let them alone, they are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead a blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Let's skip to verse 17. Matthew chapter 15 verse 17.
Do
you not understand that whatsoever enters at the mouth goes into the belly and is cast out into the drain? Verse
18.
But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Verse
19.
For out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Verse
20.
These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defiles not a man.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you look to Matthew 15, verses 7 to 9, as first told us, we have hypocrisy of honoring him on the mouth, even in our words. Perhaps as we pray, or as we worship, or when we sing for God, but these hearts are far from him, and the things we follow Those we keep there, the doctrines of men and
commands.
And the riches to say,
even
worship, we worship in vain. When you read Matthew 15, verse 17 to 20, he has said that. Why
does
he say we honor him on the mouth even in our words? Because within the hearts we are not on him, in the hearts they are filled other things. Inside the hearts. And the fear of the Lord is not settled in there. There is filled in hatred, envy, schemes, every form of evils. Just as he has listed them. That which defile a man. Now, under spirit of fear of the Lord. All scriptures were passed through spirit of fear of the Lord. And if we appear to worship in praise in the Spirit, as we worship in the Spirit, it's to be led by the Holy Spirit in His fullness. Even the spirit of fear of the Lord has to manifest. One who brings to hate evil, and the way He helps us get to hate evil, He brings us know the scriptures of truth, how they speak of the sin, even the wage of it, death,
into
the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now you can reach in the church and you find the spirit of fear of the Lord is not manifest. Yet the children of God, they clothe the way they want, they work on themselves as they want, not as the scriptures say. Praise Jesus much. And they conduct themselves in all ways which do not show the fear of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That totally fails us to appear those who worship God in the spirit and truth. Worship God in the spirit, in the aspect of spirit of fear of the Lord,
that's
the spirit of fear of the Lord. We must have hated evil.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And when we hate evil, according to the truth of the word of God, what it tells us,
yes,
praise Jesus much. So we cannot say
that
me, I hated evil in my ways. Some people have our own ways.
And
we say that God checks the hearts.
Outward,
so I have clothes like this. God checks the hearts.
That
the way you manifest the fear of the Lord. But the scriptures of truth, what do they say? For you say he checks the hearts, yes. He checks the hearts.
Yet,
what filleth the heart is what came outwards. You cannot clothe a miniskirt.
No,
and you tell me,
oh,
the heart is not there. Yes. But I just put it on because that is the style which is on. You say God checks the heart. But him too is explaining, he says, what fills a man's heart, they are what come outside. They are what they do on the outwards.
At
the end, he ends saying, Matthew chapter 7, verses 11 downwards, you shall see them by their fruits.
There is
no way you deceive us.
That
within the heart there is filled in righteousness.
And
there is filled in fear of the Lord to hate evil.
And
outward you commit evils. It's impossible. These days,
the brothers
who lead us in the praise and the worship of God in different synagogues, they say that God checks the hearts. Outward they clothe the way they want, and they have
any
form of bad manners which
do
not show even the fear of God.
Yet
they forget the one they say he checks the heart. That is truthful.
Yet they say
still what's done outward first fills in the hearts of people. And they manifest upwards. And the rich
will
say, no. If you want to get explained well of that person, whether they fear me as the eighth evil, they are
going to
help many depart from evil. You see them by their fruits. You see their fruits, their manners. They are speaking.
And
it explains well how you do not fear God.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. Let's read
it
in the Matthew, we see.
Matayo sura yo musanvu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
Matthew chapter 7 verses 11.
Kale mwe ababi ngawe mumanyo kuwa abaana bammwe ebintu ebirungi kitamu ali mu ggulu talisinga nnyo okubawa ebirungi abamusaba.
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15.
Mwekume banabbi ab'obulimba abajjira mu byambalo by'endiga gye muli, naye munda gye misege gisikula.
Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inward they are ravening wolves. Verse 16.
Muli bategerera ku bibala byabwe. Abantu banoga batye zabibu kubusana obetini kumwenyango.
You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles?
Olinyole 17.
Verse 17.
Bwechityo buli muti omulungi gubala ebibala ebirungi. Nayo muti omubi gubala ebibala bibi.
Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit.
Olinyole 18.
Verse 18.
Omuti omulungi teguyinza kubala bibala bibi. So n'omuti omubi teguyinza kubala bibala birungi.
A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit.
Olinyole 19.
Verse 19.
Buli muti ogutabala biba gutabala kibala kirungi. Bagutema bagusula mu muliro.
Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Verse 20.
Kale muli bategerera ku bibala byabwe.
Therefore by their fruits you shall know them.
He?
Yes.
Ebara.
The fruits.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ebibara.
The fruits.
Biyorisha.
Those you manifest.
Binyonyola botatya. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So everybody biolabisa kungu.
So the fruits you manifest on the outwards.
Binyonyoranga bota tia katonda obanga bumutia.
Explain how you do not fear God or how you fear him. Now we, as we worship God in the spirit and truth, and we come to praise him and to worship him, even to sing with him in the songs of band gospel, all those we send in the world, even those of the hymns in the gospel, and those we send in the world, all those of the melodies,
and
they are of church, whether we send in the world.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. The songs, if they will be in the spirit and truth, it's led by the Holy Spirit in his fullness. Till they have to move under spirit of fear of the Lord. And first of all, we ourselves who lead in singing them, we walk by spirit of fear of the Lord. We are ready to hate evil, and we are ready to help many to depart from evil.
There is
no way we can deceive that inside the heart I fear God, yet what is explained outwards, your actions, they explain do not fear him at all. Are we together? Those sayings that God checks the hearts, it is true. He checks the hearts. Sure. But after checking in the heart,
it says
what fills the heart is what comes out. You went to clothe that miniskirt, within your heart filled in there, it began to even fill up on the heart. All the stubbornness you manifest outwards, and it overflooded within you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
the end of all things, he says, we should not forget to fear God as we keep his commandments.
kubanga ekyo kyekigwanira omuntu okukola.
That is what is required of man to do.
Before Katonda lowooza kutendereza.
Before you even think of praising.
Okusinza Katonda.
To worship God.
Okuyimba ne Katonda.
To sing with God.
Soko lowooza nti olina omulimu gw'obadde olina osooka okukola.
You first think that you have a work you meant to first do.
Okutya Katonda.
Of fear of God.
Okwata ebiragiro.
To keep his commands.
Kubanga singa ekyo kigaana.
Because if that fails.
Then kitegeeza.
Then it means.
Bino byogamba nti ogenda mutendereza.
Did you say you're going to praise him?
Ogenda musinza.
You are going to worship him.
Tebina makulu g'ebikola.
Do not make any meaning.
Omala biseera.
You are wasting time.
Katusome mubuulize esula eyo 12.
Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Verse 14.
Obubuulizi esuula y'12 n'olunyiri olw'13.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13.
Ekigambo ekyo wekikoma wano. Byonna biwuliddwa. Otyanga Katonda, okwatanga ebiragiro bye. Kubanga ekyo bye byonna ebigwanira omuntu.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Yes.
Ekigambo ekyo ba enkomekero y'ebintu byonna.
The conclusion of all things is in the fear of God.
Okitegeeza okwatanga ebiragiro bye.
Which means you keep his commandments.
Kyekigwanidde omuntu okukola.
The whole duty man ought to do.
Omanyi wansi omwoyo okutya Mukama.
You know, under the spirit of fear of God.
Ebyandiko ebitukuvu byonna byayisibwamu.
All the holy scriptures were passed through there.
Tibuwo bisoma.
That when you read them.
Nebikubikulirwa.
And they are revealed to you.
Bitekukuwa okutya Katonda.
They have to give you fear of God.
N'ekigambo okutya Katonda.
And the word fear of God.
Tekitegeeza okwewombeeka okw'omubiri
kwokka. Does not mean the humility and humbling of the flesh alone. No, no.
Wabula okusookera ddala okukyawira ddala
ekibi. But first of all, to totally hate evil.
Before nga tonna kwewombeka wombeka kungulu.
Before you humble upon on the flesh. Yes. You know, we have those brethren of the religion. They have those ways. They even fail to praise. Those songs of praise will take away humility from us before God. You know how they appear?
Praise Jesus. Yes,
that they have humbled before God. That they are in fear of God. That does not mean that. Those who need to humble, we humble.
Those
need to praise us, we dance for God, we dance. But the fear of God, it does not first come in the humility on the physical humility. It's to hate evil.
Even
really help men depart from evil.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because even when you appear in the world, if you are praising, you are a praiser of God. Like we hear how we are. And you are a worshiper of God. Indeed, those who see you on the road, as you walk out there, where you work from, in all the world,
in,
they see the way you do things and feel the fear of God. And they find you praising and you worship. And they say, and
this,
that person decided to praise God all their days. Why they say all their days?
That
not only hear us they sing. No, no.
Naye neri jetubera yonna gurumiza Katonda.
That's where they are. They glorify God.
Enjogera ye.
Their speech.
Entambula ye.
Their way they move. The way they do things.
Yonna yolesa tendo lya Katonda.
All manifest the praise of God.
Naye waliwo atambula.
But there's the one who moves.
Nayogera ati.
And they speak like this.
N'omusanga katuti.
And you find them on the pulpits.
N'ogamba, eh,
any wonder?
Oyo bulijjo muyimbi wa wano.
Personal drawing is the one who sits here.
Aya.
My God.
Yes, we have a
praise wanyo. Jesus much.
Yes,
the wonder.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus much.
So, kutia Katonda nga betuze tukusome
fear of God as we come study it all the long.
Te kutandika mukwewo mbeka wombeka kutalimu.
In humility which is false.
Na ye mukut.
But in hating evil, even things you do help others depart from evil. You know, when you release in a song, or when you sing in a song, and it's of God,
it
must bring fear of God towards the people.
Yet
must have done a work first within you.
You know,
anytime you see we're going to praise, or to worship, or to sing with God,
bwobanga nolowooza ku luyimba olwo
kikikukola mubulamu think of that song what is doing in your
life
it is instructing you rebuking you
luyimusa katonda
it lifts God It takes you from captivity. It takes you to where? What does it do in your life?
Look,
point we reached and we are on the disco, which is just on the song. Let's read Proverbs chapter
8,
verse
13.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse
13. Amalala
arrogance and the evil way and perverse mouth do I hate.
Verse 14. Okutesa kwange n'okumanya okutufu. Nze ndikutegeera nina amanyi.
Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding and I have strength. Yes. You know that is God. The Holy Spirit began saying.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As we've heard in the Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, the fear of God is to hate evil, pride, arrogance, the perverse mouth, and the evil way. There are many there. You fear God. You first hate evil, and you had to pride in being proud. My. It's us who praise. And you who are praised as we else, what are we doing? And you find them in the choir of the other place. It's us who are praised. Let's welcome the praisers. Even the worshippers, welcome the praisers and the worshippers. I ask you, welcome them. We, in the congregation, what are we?
Means
when you welcome them, we sit down. Those are brethren and the musicians. We all the praisers. But the pride. Yet these ones of the instruments. They have all the arrogance with themselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. They all change themselves different from the entire general church. Right from the hairstyles to the clothing they put on. You cannot speak about them. You can even abandon the keyboards if you speak anything about them. You will play them yourselves. They are filled of stubbornness.
Right.
Arrogance alone. You know arrogance. It's pride plus pride. Advanced pride. Sure. If it's a girl child, they enter with the heels and a puppy like that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're going to be praying a lot. Like that.
Shibalaba.
I don't see you.
Jerry.
Are you there? And she hips like this side, like that. then she's all on tension like that.
Now
to reach it to play, and she's on her heels like that. And you wonder
how gurungali forces
never become hard this time. You know, people don't fear God, they claim to be worshipping God. I see many in the whole world. The boys these days, they have a clothing. Trousers, they are all funny. I hear the damaged trousers. Others, they don't fit in the waist. The cloth is at the t-shirts. Outward, they throw on.
Throw on.
Hey. Sure. You just throw on just something on yourself.
I
don't know whether angels still reach, they do that to themselves in heavens.
throwing on,
and they put thrones on themselves to come from the presence of God. And they bring the dust sinks. You wonder what is in heaven in that moment. What's done in heaven is what we do here. The pride, arrogancy, a perverse mouth. He can speak. I don't know when God will also anoint you. You lead us to be worshippers. They are up on the pulpit and they are all wrong. And inherit into their own ways. All the ways of God, they abandoned them. And if
they are
girls, they rarely get married. They wait for billionaires to marry them off. And they last up there on the pulpits.
There
are ones who cloth funny to bring to seduce others, desire them. Those they seduce, they don't want them to marry them. Why sell exposed yet you don't want buyers to come? Woman still walking on the roads that you are trying to expose your mind. You moving around shops everywhere and the buyers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we need spirit of fear of God. In revival. Mostly in the restoration of those who worship and praise in the spirit and truth. For the more we praise God, this joy is our strength.
In
that we need in revival of all things. Praise Jesus much. You know the evil way? You know to be there, you always seeking for what you want as you head on to your own ways. Those who lead us would have been our brethren's musicians. The spirit of fear of the Lord, they ignore what he long back. Now in the congregation, do not expect anyone to get him. Because anointing flows from up here in these who lead us and goes down in the congregation. Praise Jesus much. But the more you fear God and you hate evil, pride, arrogance, a perverse mouth, evil ways, if you begin to praise, to worship, the songs they are coming upon them, the fear of God.
Then
people, they find themselves fearing God as they hate evil.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 6, he says like this. Proverbs chapter 16, verse
6.
By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. Yes. Take away iniquities. But the fear of the Lord
is
to help many depart from evil. Now, I want to show you like this. That those who worship God in spirit and truth, in those led by the Holy Spirit in his fullness,
most
in the aspect of spirit of fear of the Lord, even when they just sing, those songs help many depart from evil. Because they are in truth of the word of God. To bring to hate evil. But if you see the songs they are sung. And people do not change. They do not have anointing which change people. Yes, all will not change once. But there has to be a change happening in people. You do like this. Unto God when you sing.
Yes.
Yes, he gets profits of those God in change. You the meat have been giving you money.
Yes.
Yet he gets people who change. Yes. Now it's very terrifying you get money. And God profits nothing. No people change. Those you are in discourse of the world. For this cause of this world, we do not go there to change, just to enjoy. Pleasures of eating life, to destroying it in hell. For they go to eat up the life. Everything they eat, it has to finish. Now, when you go to eat life, it has to finish. It finishes in hell and you fall in the extreme pain. Praise Jesus much. So as I summarize concerning spirit of fear of the Lord, who brings to hate evil, passing through scriptures of truth,
all
through the proclamation of God in his people, he knows we are going to declare to them his words, and they bring them to hate evil ways, even the evil works, and then they will live. Now not many people know to worship God in the spirit and truth what it means.
So katusomeko mu Yeremia 23.
Now let's read Jeremiah 23.
No,
verse 22.
Yeremia suri ya 23 no lunyiriri olwa 22.
Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 22.
Nesinga batu la mukutesa kwange. Kale bandi uliza abantu bange ebigambo byange. Era bandi bachusiza okuleke kubuli yabwe bi. No bubi obwe bikolwa byabwe.
But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Yes. Now we are gospel musicians. We sing the gospel. When we sing the gospel, it has to change the many. To come from evil ways, even their evil doings. You know when you sing heaven, a person see the goodness of heaven. And they remember that in heaven, they do not go there with evil works. A person sings of the goodness of God. The person loves the goodness of God. A person lives evil. A person sings of hell like this. How many people sing of hell? There are those who sang Jesus is about to come back. And we got a fear at that moment. You know, that one had well that song. Sure. And our Lord Jesus has sent it here. You know, when the Father sings his songs, also gives the word to sing his own, even the Holy Spirit, and them to give us of their own songs. Yes. For the three agree in one. Is it not that? Sure. Praise Jesus much. So the situation like that. That if we are gospel musicians, in the praising, in worship, in the band songs of gospel, in the hymns, in the melodies, all those we pass through to proclaim to people the word of God. And you, when you come, you have no thoughts they're going to sing. What do they tell me?
Yes,
a place, but I'm going to be told what through them. Is the point we reached, and the praise is a disco. Pastor Gilton, how was it there?
Etendo.
The praising moment. And we reach the time. And the boys no more get saved. They come from the world, direct into the church, in the choir, with the discord which is present there. And they sit with thought they are golden saved. And you see the discord has started. You see
the
overturned heads down,
they're
lifting heads up, they're clapping hands, they are dancing that dance. You see, they are drawn close to sisters.
Sister.
And they are drawing close.
Number eight.
You think, what kind of dust is this? But you think, what would they have done? Now, below the spirit of fear of the Lord, it's where we restore back the commands,
amateka,
the laws, the judgments. Statutes and ordinances of God. How we have to sing. How we have to appear, we as musicians who sing the songs of God. How songs have to be arranged. The dancings which follow them. The clothing we have to put on.
There
has to be commands that lighten us. And they are there in the Holy Scriptures. Under spirit of fear of the Lord.
It's
one who brings in us those orders. Sure.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
I may not list one by one. But what I believe on the commands and the laws and the judgments. As he concluded telling us, let's get back to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14.
Omubulizi esule ye 12 n'olunyiriro le
13. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13.
Ekigambo ekyo we kikoma wano byonna biwuliddwa otyanga Katonda okwatanga ebiragiro bye kubanga ekyo bye byonna ebigwanira omuntu.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Yes.
Ebiragiro bino lwaki bikomawo?
These commands, why do they come back? In fear of God, without commands, the fear cannot be established. The commands and the laws, even judgments, statutes and ordinances. For statutes are there to show us things, how will they have appeared in order?
But in ordinances,
now we enter ordinances. That's the original order. How it would have been in the musicians. All those when they don't appear, and it means then fear of God is not there, hating evil.
Can
no more help the many depart from evil.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because the commands, the commands of God, the laws of God, the judgments of God, the statutes of God, even the ordinances of God,
light
which shows us how things have to be in the order of God. For when he speaks of commands, in Proverbs chapter 6,
23,
he says like this.
Geresule yomukaga n'olunyiriri olwabiri
mwesatu. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 23.
Ti kubange teka musana nechiragiro tabaza n'okunenya kuya yigiriza lyekube lyobulamu.
For the commandment is the lamp and the law is light and the reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Yes.
Echiragiro
the command
tabaza
is a lamp.
Neteka
even the law
musana
is light.
Even
the judgments are like that. The judgments,
they
are there to put their justice in the church. The statutes, they are there to direct us the rightful thing, how it would have been. The ordinances, it's order. of God. We who praise, how would we have been?
Who worship, how would we have been?
You know that those things. Sure. Not at all. We sang for God. We just sang for God. But we didn't think that God has the way He wants us to clothe. This is the way He wants us to clothe. As the angels clothe in heaven. Praise Jesus much.
Because
we thought we shall do for God what we want. And He enjoys what we want. Note. But because I cannot list one by one concerning the commands,
amateka,
the laws,
emisango,
judgments,
endagirizo,
the statutes,
obaze tuita directives,
directives,
endagirizo,
directives,
ne ordinances,
and the ordinances,
oba order,
or order of God. Although we sum it out, and we put them in these words below, spoken of in the 1 Corinthians chapter
14,
verse 33, in the verse 40, as he says this,
abakolinse chisoka, esule ye kuminenya, noru nyiriri olwasa tumwesatu.
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33.
Ti, kubanga katonda siwa kuyogana na yewa oda ngamu kanisa zona ezaba tokovu.
For God is not the author of confusion, but of order in all churches of the holy ones.
Olinyola makumyana.
Verse 14.
Na yebyo na bikolebwenga ngabu chisana. Order.
Let all things be done decently and in order. Yes.
Omanyi katonda.
You know God.
Siwa akavuyo.
Is not of confusion.
Si mtani siwa akavuyo.
Not the author of confusion.
Mukanisa hizo na.
In all his churches.
Newa amirembe.
But is of peace.
Kakati.
Now.
Tubatu ino kubanga tulina order.
We must have order.
Kubanga agamba byonabi korenga ikisani.
All should be done decently.
Ngenda girizobwe ziri.
As the ordinances are.
Era mu order.
And in order.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
So naenga echitu yamba.
So by what helps us.
Wansiwo mwewo kutia mukama.
Under spirit of fear of the Lord.
Ebya huandikuwa byonabi tukufu.
All the holy scriptures.
Obanga bilaga.
Whether they show commands,
amateka,
the laws,
emisango,
judgments,
endagirizo n'enteka teka,
studies and ordinances,
byonna bituteka mu kubeera mu order.
They all put us to be in order.
Byonna bisobola okukolebwa nga bwe kisaanidde.
All things to be done decently.
Era nga biri mu order y'obwakatonda.
They are in the order of God.
Nga bikolebwa mu ggulu.
As they are done in heaven,
tubikole ku nsi.
That we do them on the earth.
Kati wewesinga.
Now when you find yourself
ngamunange mweyambaliranga
mwagala and you clothe the way you want.
Kosinge kanisa yawa.
Of course as the general church.
Bututu kakadukana kanyume tukuteka nyomero ka
aspect
kuza buja abatendereza na basinza katonda moyone
mbasi. Help to restore those who worship and praise God in the spirit and truth.
Twandi ogwedde ku kanisa yonna tulina kuambala nga bwekitugwani.
Pocket of the general church that we have to clothe the way we have
to. Ngokwagala kwa katonda.
As the will of God.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much. Yet when it reaches the choir, it's what teaches us styles. The good or the bad. Because stand up on the pulpit to teach. You what you have to know as you of the choir. Our brethren musician.
And
the time you stand up in the pulpit, the way you appear, you have thousands you are teaching in the congregation to be like that. That's why we
Uba,
you wave.
Uba,
wave. They wave. Now don't you think? Do not think. They only see only the waving. Even the skirt. The skirt.
Karikatia.
How is it?
The
dress. Everything they do, see it. The panties, whether they're those tight on the body, all see everything well.
I
speak to the boy children.
The
head of cut like of a crazy crane. The Rastafarian
everything
they see it very well. And then they are on copying only. Now let us think of that issue.
I'll
not go beyond to see how scripture has passed through spirit of fear of God to bring to hate evil. To help men depart from evil. As we first instruct ourselves, even to preach the word of God, the commands, the laws, the judgments, statutes and ordinances, those of God, that they will be done. Comes to pass, we've done them as they are done in heaven. Now, in the brief summary, I want to show you how scriptures are passed through spirit of the Lord, the seventh spirit.
I will
not speak much about it because all has been spoken, passing through the other six spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
we want to see how scriptures are passed through the Spirit of the Lord, the original Holy Spirit, and they bring to glorify God the Father, even God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son Jesus Christ. And those who praise and worship, they don't go beyond there.
We
are there to praise God the Father, God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, even the Holy Spirit. And if you want to make songs and you say they are of God, they must be glorifying Him. For we are in the gospel songs as we preach through the gospel of God. Praise Jesus much. We have not got to preach to ourselves
because
the song has been given you. There it has come to glorify God. Why
he
speaks in the 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And he says that we do not preach our own selves.
2
Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5.
Kubanga tetwebulira feka, wabula Kristo Yesu nga ye mukama waffe.
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves, your servants for Jesus' sake. Yes. You know, in the gospel, we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus, He is our Lord. We too are servants to you. Now the praisers, those who worship God in spirit and truth, we do not have any other creation that we glorify. We glorify God. It's the Father, even God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. That is why when he was speaking of the Spirit of the Lord in the John chapter 16, starting from verse 12, let's come from verse 14 up to 15, he said these words. John chapter 16 verses 14.
Naye bwali joyo omoyo wa mazima anabalungamyanga mazima gonna. Kubanga tayogerenga kububwe yekka na hiyo nabyanawuliranga byanayogeranga ya nababuliranga ebigendo okujja.
But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
Verse 14.
Oyo anangulumizanga nze
Kubanga natolanga kubyange nababulira mmwe.
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you.
Onyore 15.
Verse 15.
Byonna byonna kitange byali nabyo bye byange. Kyenvudde ngamba nti anatolanga kubyange nabulira mmwe.
All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know there are people who argue against the existence of God the Father. Even God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ. Even God the Spirit. Praise Jesus much. But all the scriptures, they show their existence, even their responsibilities, and they show they are worthy of praise,
they are
worthy to be worshipped. When we read John chapter 16, verse 13,
he
said, but the Spirit of truth, when
he
will come, he will guide you in all truth. First, he will not speak what he wants, but whatsoever he shall hear, he shall speak, and will show you things to come. And he said that he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you, and he will glorify him. Now all people who say we live by the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, God the Spirit,
yes,
praise Jesus much. It's required of them to know that they have to glorify the Father. Because he has said what the Father has, they are of Christ. That's why Spirit will get of the Christ and give us. The God in their Trinity, it appears to be there. It's the God in their existence of the three is there.
Trinity tegeza. Trinity katonda, means katonda one God with
three heads.
Sure.
It's not what we speak of. That is a monster. We speak of God who parted himself in three. And
yet
the Father is there.
Out
came the word, we know the Son Jesus Christ. In the two, out of them came God the Spirit. The Holy Spirit.
Or
Spirit of the Lord.
Now,
all praising never be confused. Even all worship. We worship to end on those ones. We don't go beyond there. That's why though we get baptized. Baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, whom we know as the Word, even the Holy Spirit. They didn't join on there even to enter in angels. No.
So temwerabiranga nti okutendereza Katonda.
Now never forget that praising God.
No kumusinza mwoyo
ne mazima. Worship in the Spirit and truth.
Chideri chitafe.
It goes to the Father.
Neri chigambo kutumanyingo omwana.
Even to the Word we know as the Son.
Neri omwoyo omutukufu.
Even to the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga ebyali kwa byonna kutendereza n'obukulu bw'obwa Katonda.
Because all the scriptures in the praise and the greatness of God.
Bogera kuwabo.
They speak of those. There you will prove what your praise is in spirit. But the people are here out there. Some people, they sing songs for them. That they were prophets. That they were apostles. That they were pastors. Those songs are like anthems in those synagogues. And them too, they are praised. And there is a rising and lifting up which happens.
If
song of that dead prophet is prayed. Haven't you heard of that? Let me see those who have ever heard of that. Sure. The world has fallen mad. There is no other person who has to be praised, neither to be worshipped, when they are in the Spirit and truth. And he exists God the Father. That's why Matthew chapter 28, verses 18. Up to 19 he says like this. Matthew chapter 28 verse 18.
Yesu nabo, nti, bonna,
And Jesus came, spoke unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19.
Go you
therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Yes.
We
are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son.
For
the Son is the Word. And of the Holy Spirit. Now we baptize to enter there. We worship to end there. We don't go beyond there. And we don't sing songs. And we say, angels, you are the mighty ones.
But
he has men.
He created
for himself men, the craftsmen.
And
glorify God for their sake. For the armies of angels he created for us. Nothing else allowed that we worship it. And you've understood me well.
That
all the Holy Scriptures,
we
that we can pass through them, we worship in truth. We don't go beyond worship God of the Father. We don't go beyond God, the word we know as the Son, Jesus Christ.
And
we don't go beyond the Holy Spirit.
There's
no any other creation we give praise to. We cannot do the way of the Romans, who forgot to glorify God, though they knew of him.
If
they join in creations like Mary, you know they go, Hail Mary, Mother of God. You are highly blessed. And the others they speak. Jesus, they just joined him on. You are blessed among women. Even Jesus, son of your womb, he too is blessed. How dare you get God and you say he too? And just join him on a creation. That is familiarizing. That is called Roman Catholic. That they choose the Romans. They don't know that there is God the Father. And they knew that God who know the Son, Jesus Christ. And they even knew the Holy Spirit. And they refused to worship them. And they put in great place creations. They put those saints of theirs. And the things like those. But do you think we can finish now? We have much to know right at this point. Let's first read Romans. But I think things are broadening here.
For this
thing of worshipping beyond the Father, the word of the Son, who we know as Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, people do not know it well. Let's read in Romans. Romans chapter 1, verses 18.
Kubanga obusungu bwa Katonda bubikulibwa obuva muguru, okuva muguru. Kubunyata Katonda bonna n'obutaba na butuukirivu.
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Verse 19. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. Verse 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and deity, so that they are without excuse. Verse 21.
Kubanga, bwe bamanya Katonda, ne batamugulumizanga nga Katonda newankubadde okumwebazanga naye ne bagobereranga ebitaliimu mu mpaka zaabwe omutima gwabwe omusirusiru ne guzikirizibwa.
Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. You know what happened?
In Rome.
Out of there cometh the Roman Catholic Church. They reached the new God. And there is the Father. They called him Paris. Yes. They changed names to him. They called him Patrice. In their language. When they reached here, you didn't change it, it remained in their language. And they knew the Son.
But
how did you pray that? The Son was there. The Son is on a novel here. Who do you realize like that? And the Holy Spirit was on his shoulder sides, both shoulder sides. I don't want much to intervene in the things of those people. Those are brethren, they should leave us. But they knew of God. That's why I've told you. There is something we have to know. Within us, we move to praise and worship God. And they are spirits. And they are in the truth of the Word of God. They have never exceeded the Father. Is what we know as the Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. There we have a problem in the whole world. That people have many things they worship. Now in worshiping those things, Bible says they are getting foolish.
Romans chapter 1,
verses 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Verse
23.
And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible men. And to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Yes. They claim to be wise. They become fools. Yes.
Change
the glory of the incorruptible God. God who is incorruptible.
Began
to equate with the glory of men. You know the prayers they put there? Hail Mary, Mother of God. You are highly blessed among all women. Even Jesus, the Son of your womb. He too is blessed. Mary is a creation, created just. Sure, just created. Jesus, God whom we know the word. His close flesh appeared to us. Just join him that he too, is blessed. The owner of the blessings. Recently in Revelation 5, when he brought the scroll out to open it, all creations in heaven and earth
said,
your word of the glory, the wisdom, the riches. The God creation is there. And
you
began to pray through them. I hear those saints.
Chizito,
the young one. Those ones, the matters of Uganda. Those you go to night dance. People
are
beaten to speak things not right to the king.
The
Bible says that you honor those who are rulers over you. They didn't respect
bababuza
ask you
muvawa
where you coming from
agwani
that what is your name
buza abali ya
ask those around you
gemanyaga
that is my
aga malala
that pride
ndigwani
what is your name
nze chizito omuto sisoboka
I am chizito the young one I'm impossible
Gwani,
what is your name?
Zebazoketa.
I have come to spy.
Oketa ne murubi
you wakama. Spy in the palace of the king. That is your name.
Ori,
the other
Gwani,
one. What's your name?
Wagani.
I am Noah, the big-headed one.
Sikuwa hatikako.
I cannot be touched.
Choke mara ni mgena musinze.
After you go worship them,
mbumusabi.
That you pray.
Mane iba antu mbwena
mwena. You people.
Sikubogera ko bina ina mwe muitiro
evil of you but you
could so butamanya
you demonstrate a lot of ignorance
na yabo ruganda
but brethren
isonga ne so ajigusale
yo issue I can't reach it today
kubikwatagane byandi ku bitukufu
concerning the holy scriptures
ngiri jibya isibwa mmoyo okuti amukama
the way they are passed through spirit of fear of the lord
mmoyo wa amukama
in the spirit of the lord
Umoyo mutukufu
the holy spirit
katondo omoyo
glory the spirit
ukusobola okula bikanga biraga engeje tugulumizamu
but they show where we glorify
katonda chita
glory the father
katonda chigambo gotumanyinga omwana yesu
god the world know as the son jesus christ
ne katonda enyini omoyo mutukufu
even god himself the holy spirit
wanga basa tubakanya
mu because the three agree in one
kadi njagala tutandikire kawo
I want us to start from there
wanga olwobuzibu bwecha wandikibwecho
because of the problem of that scripture
ne mu bible ya luganda bali
chikwa kula even the luganda bible they removed it
ne mu zoluzungu
ezi even some english versions
Mubarokani sokesuli okuta
in the first John chapter 5
unyoro musa
verse 7
tukubanga tulina abajuri abasatu
mu because we have three witnesses in heaven
chitafe
the father
Chigambo
the word
yoyamba rumetula bango
one who closed flesh we saw him as the son
no moyo mutukufu
and the holy spirit
natukamba sa tubakanya mu
omu they said the three agree in one
kati omugwe bakanya
mu now the one they agree in
yoyogwe bava
is the one out of became is the father himself
Befesesuleri yokunoro kagagwe yo
Ephesians 4:6 speaks of him
ntikatondo
that's one god father of all
ali waguru wa
is above all
oyo mumugwe bakanya mugwe bava we bava
the one they agree they came from him
atuchi ali nokubitegere
now we still to understand
but
we still
have to understand ndo ngabirigende richitafe libali genzeri
chitafe there a praise when it goes to the father it's going to the father
irango mutegera buru
you understand him very well
birigende richigambo
if it goes to the word
umanyenti ali mbwaka tondo obugwani de tendo
you know that he too is god worthy to be praised
irabo botanura
and when you start
etende ligende lyo moyo mutukufu
the praise going to the holy spirit
ligende ngali mugwani
it goes when it's worthy of him
Baba babatya muomu
how are they in one
Lwaki basinzibwa bonna
why are all worshipped
kubanga bagwani da mateka
because they are worthy of praise
kubanga bebatu etondera
because they are one who created us for themselves to show their praise
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
so ebyo twagala tubikwate ko nakulwencha
suppose we want to hand to them tomorrow
toruayo wetago weka kasechosi
don't come late you need to prove and be sure of what you worship
mukama face ba mugamba
you know our lord jesus was told
elimu yokane suli yokona
in the john chapter 4
omukazi we mugamba
when the woman told
me nasinza mu samaria ne bichi
you worship in samaria
na bagamba mukimusinza te mukimani
what you worship you don't know it
bwe tusinza tuchitegera
we what we worship we understand
okusinza chotegera
it is good to worship what you understand
nori yoko wetende ligwani
and you give a praise which is worthy
so tujja kuba tutandikira
so we shall start from there
tumanye bisingawo
and we no more
mukama akumpere omukisa
may god bless you thank you for coming
atwandize choir
let's welcome the choir
pora mpora ngeja
slowly as they come
etwale munyembe za marobozi
take us in the hymn songs
tujja komekereza neza band
we shall end with the band songs
etendo tujja kulida mwencha
praise we shall resume tomorrow
paka kusande tujja kuba tukubete
sunday we shall be in the praise
amina
amen
eh